Thanks to our Father in the name of Jesus, and hello and namaste to everyone who is listening. So recently I was really inspired by one testimony that I would like to share with you all. So there's a man who is a believer. He owns a bus for transportation. So while we were in Nepal, if we had to go to any fellowships, we used to hire his bus, and he was a strong believer. So it was almost one year ago. What happened to him was he was driving his bus, and he was just near the zebra crossing, and the lady was crossing the road. So what happened was the truck was coming from the another direction, from the opposite direction, and the truck hit that lady, and she bounced and she fell in front of the bus that the believer was driving. So she felt unconscious. Nobody was there, nobody saw what happened. The truck, I think it ran away, and while police came and everyone came, while investigating, the lady said that she was hit by the bus. But in fact, she was not hit by the bus, she was hit by the other truck. And after hearing to that lady, the police arrested the man, the believer, and took him to the custody. So it was a long process, and everybody thought that the believer was guilty of the accident, and he was given the punishment, or he was put in prison without any mistakes, because he had no mistakes. He didn't hit the lady, but yeah, it was God's plan. He believed in God, and inside the custody, inside the prison as well, he started praising God. In Nepal, the fellowships are done every Saturdays. So every Saturday, what he did was he used to go to one ground, and he used to sing songs about God. He used to recall all those testimony himself. He used to dance in the song of God. So like weeks, 2-3 weeks passed, and then he started, like, the other people in the custody and the prison, they started noticing him, like he was singing alone, he was dancing, and then they started having inquiry to him. So they went to him, they asked what he was doing, and he, at that time, he got the chance to share the good news about God. So in the prison, what he did was he started preaching the words of God. He was not forcing anyone. But what happened was everybody came to him and asked what he was doing. So he started preaching about the good words of God. And after listening to that, all the other people in the prison, they started having faith in God. They started believing in God. They started praying. And there were about 12 prisoners, 13 including the man. So everyone started believing in God, and they started they felt the change in their life. It got like their life got better. Some were having problems within themselves, problems in their health. They started praying to God, and they got healed inside the prison. So there's one man who had the problem of, I don't know what it is, but whenever he used to eat something, whenever he ate something, everybody, like everything, he used to vomit all. And the policemen were also tired, that they were afraid if they took him to hospital, he will run away from the hospital. So they were tired, and they were afraid to take him to hospital. They said, if you want to die, you die here. We are not going to take you to the hospital. So the same man got the good news from God, and when he started believing in God and started praying, the man got healed. So now what happened was, after he eats everything, everything got digested. Nothing, he didn't vomit anything. So he was healed and everyone else were healed. And one day what happened was, some other man in the prison, they complained about the activities the believers were doing there, and they complained to police, and then they said they are trying to preach the bad words or the wrong things to other people. They are trying to promote religion, and then the police got the complaint, and then the policemen, they called every of the believers one by one, and they asked everyone about what is this and what activities they are doing. Everybody said the same thing, that he is not trying to preach the wrong thing. He is not forcing us about the religion. He is not doing anything bad. Everyone said the same thing. And the police called the man who was the believer and asked him as well what he was doing. So he also, at the time also, he preached the word of God. So the policemen believed everyone and then decided that no, they are doing the right thing, and let them do. So the policemen brought another idea to them. Like what they said was, if you want to praise God, if you want to sing the songs of God, please don't do it on the open ground. We have one room that is empty. We can let you use that room for praying to God, like for His glory. So they were really happy, and that really inspired me, because God had plans for him. He was taken in the prison not to bear the punishment, but to preach the words of God, and God gave him a new room inside the prison. God gave them a new room to praise him, to sing the song of God. And then times passed. They started they kept on praising God inside the prison. And then after around a year, his lawyer of the believer, he came and said, there is a very very big punishment for him. The punishment was, in the court they said he has to be in prison for around 20 years, and the lady who was hit by the truck, what they said was, he has to bear all the expenses for the lifetime of that lady. And everything that is impossible to man is possible to God. So he didn't worry about anything. God is taking care of him. He had the faith that God will take care of everything. And he started again. He continued on praising God inside the prison. So one day, the lawyer came to him, and then he said, there's a good news for you. And he was already happy. He already thanked God after listening to that lawyer. And then the lawyer said that you don't have to be in prison anymore, and you don't have to bear the expenses of the lady. You are free, and you are completely free. So he was very happy, and we were all very excited and encouraged with this testimony, that God took his son to the prison not to bear the punishments, but to preach his words. And that was really inspiring to every one of us. So yeah, thanks to God in the name of Jesus. So I'm really delighted to share this testimony with you all, and I believe that this testimony encourages every one of you. So thanks to God in the name of Jesus.